بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور، والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات، أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. After Ayatul Kursi, Allah Ta'ala mentioned that there is no compulsion. You can't force anyone to accept Islam, and the details of that which we had discussed. And then Allah Ta'ala said that the clear path has become very clear from the wrong path. In the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Taraktukum ala al-bayda." I've left you on a very clear white path. Layluha kanahariha. The night of that path is like the day. In other words, there is no darkness in that path. A very, very clear path. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala says that clear path, whoever who may yu'min billahi, faqad istamsaka bil urwati al-wuthqa. Who brings iman on Allah Ta'ala, he has hold on a very strong ring. That ring will never ever break, just like Allah Ta'ala says, O you who believe, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, that hold on to the wa'tasimu bihablillah, hold on to the rope of Allah. The rope of Allah will never break. However, from our side, we must not let it loose from our hand. If we just hold on to it, it will pull us straight to Allah, His pleasure, and into Jannah. And lanfisamadaha. And then Allah Ta'ala now in this ayat says, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah madadkar hai iman waluka. Allah Ta'ala is the helper. Allah Ta'ala is the friend of those who bring iman. So we must see that we bring iman and that our iman is correct. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, my ummah will get divided into 73 sects. 72 will go to Jahannam, one will go to Jannat. When he was asked which is that one, he said that ma ana alayhi wa ashabi, that which I am on and my sahaba. The explanation is further given, those people who hold on to Quran Sharif and the Hadith Sharif, and those who bring iman, how the sahaba brought iman. From there the others are all the others. Shias also call themselves Muslims, but they will be going to Jahannam. Qadianis call themselves Muslims, but they will be going to Jahannam. So we should see all the other sects, whatever modernists, liberalists, and all the different sects, they are all dangerous sects. The one sect that will hold on to Quran and Hadith, that the end, the way of the Sahaba. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا. If you bring iman on that which the Sahaba brought iman, then you will have hidayah. So that is the straight path. So if we make effort of that, then by the barakat of that iman, يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, نِكَالْتَ هِي أُنْكُ أَنْدْهِيرُ سَي رُوشْنِ كِي تَرَى. Then Allah Ta'ala takes them out from all types of darkness. Mufassirin have written, all types of doubts which a person will have, all types of confusion, Allah will take him out of that. He will see his path very clear. Even for example, a person in his own family, with his parents, they are telling him to do wrong things, you mustn't be so strict, you must mix with the people, you mustn't break family ties, and by that they mean you must fall into haram. Join in the haram gatherings where there is music, where there's photos being taken, where men and women are mixing, all that, but this person will know that this is all wrong. Allah Ta'ala will put it clearly in his heart. He will still respect his parents, etc., but he will not follow them. He will know this is the wrong path. So Allah Ta'ala, by the barakat of that iman, will take them out of all the zulumat, all these doubts, confusion, etc., and also from all wrong also. whether it is the World Cup now, or whether it is any other types of gunas, Allah will take them out of there. And zulumat is the plural, because there are many ways of wrong things, many types of different gunas. Out of all of them, Allah will take them out. Ilan Noor. Noor is singular. One, the Noor Hidayat of Islam, the Noor of the Quran Sharif. Allah is one. The truth is one, and falsehood are plenty types of falsehood. So Allah will take out those people from all the darkness, all the confusion, all the doubts. They will have nothing, and they will be put into nur, and they will have satisfaction in their heart. We are on the right path. Allah has put us on the right path. No, they won't have any holier than thou attitude. They won't be arrogant, because they don't know what the results will be that will only come out on Qiyamah. But they will know Islam is the true religion. There is no interfaith. There is no Abrahamic accord. There is no mixing with other religions. There is no doubt that Allah is one. No doubt about that. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is the final Rasul. They won't have any doubts about these things. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. And in contrast to that, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those people who would choose the path of kufr, of disbelief. And as Allah has explained earlier on, it is clear, the true path is clear, the wrong path is clear. And those who are hell-bent on going to hell, they will go on the path of kufr. So those people who make kufr, awliya'uhum al-taghut, unke rafiq hai shaitan, their friend is shaitan. The believer's friend is Allah Ta'ala. And the people who go on the wrong path, shaitan is their friend. He puts them in all types of confusion, doubts. All the time they will find fault in the truth. And they will be those people that يحسبون أنهم مهتدون. They will think they are on the right path. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they have no idea whatsoever. They, so لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, they don't even know they are on the wrong path. So no chance of tawbah also. So a person must be very careful. He must not fall on the slippery road of joining shaitan. All the things of shaitan which are clear, this photography, videoing, TV, all the sports, soccer, World Cup, etc., all dancing, all parties end of the year now, all the mixing of men and women, all those things, when you join shaitan, then he takes you out. يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلْمَاتِ. He takes you out of that nur, of the light of Islam and the light of Iman, which is a clear path. He even takes you out. A person gets surprised how a person can leave here the teachings of Islam, the clear teachings, how a person can give preference to World Cup on top of namaz, that he doesn't come to the masjid, for example. How a person can give preference to all this worldly filth and dirt over Islam. It is like a person who has got wonderful biryani prepared for him, roast prepared for him, everything, and he prefers to go to the toilet and go and eat the stool from the toilet. It cannot be imagined, but worse than that are the people who are going to all this other filth. إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسٌ. Allah says this mushrik, the shirk, is paleed, is dirt. And that is dirt which is worse than the dirt of stool and urine. Worse than the sewage which is overflowing. That kufr and shirk, فَلَا يَقْرَبُ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامِ. So they must not even come anywhere, the masjid of Allah Ta'ala, because they are filled with filth and dirt. So we must be very careful that we must not fall on the dirty path of shaitan. As Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Those people who have got the sickness of the love of kufr, the love of their ways, their sports, etc., their dressing, their lifestyle, their education, etc. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَىٰ رِجْسِهِمْ, where they are increased in their filth all the time. وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ, and when they die in the state of kufr. May Allah protect us all. So we must be very careful not to go anywhere near. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَىٰ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, don't even have a slight inclination, not even an inclination from your heart to the things of all the wrong and evil. So they take them out of the noor into zulumat. Ulaika ashabun nar. Yahi log hai dozakh mein rehne wale. These are those people who will go to the fire of Jahannam. Hum fiha khalidun. And they will remain in there forever and ever. So it's not a matter of just living our life. I want to, I got my life, you got your life. I want to engage in the sports and that, so leave me alone. Now it's a matter of akhirat, where a person will be in the fire of Jahannam or in the gardens of Jannat. It is a matter of the qabr. It isn't just a matter of I can do what I want to, you do what you want to. You leave me alone, I will do what I want to. Brothers, sisters fight in this manner. Friends fight in this manner. It is not a thing, a small matter like that. It is a matter of our qabr. It is a matter of what's going to happen in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah, whether we are going to Jannat or Jahannam. So this ayat has got great, great lessons. And on that, the first ruku ends here, and it is, has got a great message for us. May Allah give us tawfiq to take this message to heart, that it isn't just for barakat that we are reading the Quran Sharif, but that we make our lives accordingly, and we make our iman accordingly, and we worry about our akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.